Well, it's a great opportunity for people to come out and talk about their concerns and to have a conversation about the path forward. You know, a lot of people were distressed about what happened during the campaign and in the aftermath now of the election, and have real questions about where this country is going, where we're headed. And I just think it's really important that we engage as community here in the state, bring people together to talk about that.
The Springfield meeting Wednesday will be the fourth one that you've held. What have you heard from people who've attended the earlier forums?
Well, we've had great turnout, a lot of energy out there. People are a combination of anxious, fearful, uncertain, and wanting to get involved, wanting to get active. And so we've had tremendous turnout at the other town halls that we posted around the state. This one, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at First United Church in Springfield. We welcome everyone to it. What we've had a lot of discussions about so far have been about the fact that we're going to have someone take office who has made some promises during the course of his campaign that are unconstitutional and maybe unlawful. And it's important that we be strong here in Massachusetts and that we stand up for people's rights, that we protect access to health care, and we fight to hold on to the progress made. We've got work to do in this country on so many fronts, and I'm particularly focused on making sure that we have an economy that works for everyone, that we really take the steps here and across this country to make sure that there is better economic opportunity for everyone. And I think when you have a president-elect saying he's going to take people from health care insurance, that's a real problem. The concerns that I hear from people most often are concerns about jobs, about health care, schools, wages, and civil rights. And these are issues that we're going to talk about, and we're going to provide a forum for people to come together and talk about, and also talk about the important role of the citizen activists. What is it that people can do in their everyday lives to have a voice and to have a say in our democracy? So the first few town halls that we've done have been really exciting, and I love the energy that's out there, and I love that people want to get involved and want to find out what they can do and how they can take action. And I expect to hear more of the same. I also expect to hear folks want to hear a little bit about the role of a state attorney general. And I view our role as that of protecting people, protecting rights, and protecting the interests of our state. And that may bring us into conflict with the Trump administration, as we may have to be the first line of defense when it comes to making sure that interests and rights are protected.
Do you question the legitimacy of the Trump presidency?
Well, I think that there are real concerns that have been raised about the role of a foreign entity and Russia in the election. I think that that deserves and should deserve a full and complete investigation and vetting. I think there are real, real serious concerns, and every American, regardless of party, should take that as a significant threat, a significant concern, and one that we should be really demanding that our leaders ask for and demand full accountability, a full investigation. So that's a problem. It's also a problem that Donald Trump is going to take office, and we still don't have his tax returns. We still have not had any meaningful disclosure about his potential conflicts, what it is that he's been engaged in terms of business. We know it seems that he was refusing to take steps to actually shed his business interests. And each day it seems a story comes out this today about his extensive involvement over the last decades in Russia. It's just time for the president-elect to come clean with the American public so that we can move forward. Tax returns, conflicts of interest, and certainly a full, thorough investigation into what transpired with the cyber attacks and potential manipulation of the election by Russians. Those are serious questions, and they deserve serious inquiry and investigation.
President-elect Trump said in his news conference last week that people don't care about his tax returns. The only people who care about him are reporters. Why should ordinary people care about what's in the president-elect's tax returns?
Well, he's just wrong. People care a great deal about that. I continue to hear from people all across the state, across parties, that this is something that they care about, that we need to make sure that we can trust the integrity of our government, that we have systems in place that work. And the job of leaders in government is to represent people, not their own interests. And people are very upset about this, and they should be upset about this. It is remarkable to me, absolutely remarkable to me, that he is about to take office without having made these disclosures, without having released tax returns, without having come clean about his conflicts of interest. And it just is something that people are very upset about, and understandably so. So he may say that people don't care, but I know what people are saying out there, and they're right. It's very important to making sure that we have the kind of government that is going to work for people and not one's own interests.
Do you have concerns about a U.S. Justice Department that will be headed by Senator Jeff Sessions?
I have real concerns about Jeff Sessions as the United States Attorney General. Jeff Sessions was a person who has had a long career in government and as a prosecutor, and I think that the actions that you take speak volumes, and I think that we all need to be judged for our actions. I look at Jeff Sessions, and I'm reminded that when he was a prosecutor back in Alabama, he prosecuted three African Americans, including one aide to Dr. Martin Luther King, whose life we just celebrated this weekend, simply for registering African Americans to vote. He has really terrible positions on women's rights, on immigration, on civil rights. He voted against the Violence Against Women Act. He voted against the hate crimes law. So I have real concerns about a Justice Department headed by Jeff Sessions. It's why I've opposed his nomination and will continue to speak out about it. The job and the role of the United States Attorney General is too important. And what's also important in that role is that we have an Attorney General who represents the United States, who represents the people. The president will have his own lawyers, but the job of the U.S. Attorney General is to represent the people. That's why I have questions. That's why I have concerns. And that's why I don't think that Jeff Sessions will be or would be a good Attorney General for our country in this time.
You established a special hotline shortly after the election for people to call in to report suspected hate crimes. Have you gotten a lot of calls?
We have. Unfortunately, we've received a number of calls. But the important thing was that for people to know that this hotline is there, that their government is there to protect them, that we're going to defend people's rights, we're going to protect people's rights. And protecting civil rights here in this state is important. In the aftermath of the election, unfortunately, we saw a rise in hate-related incidents, bias-related incidents, and they really ran the gamut from graffiti in schoolyards to public places to people being yelled at, taunted on the street, based apparently on their ethnicity or their religion. We saw KKK newspapers delivered on doorsteps in a community here in Massachusetts. We saw a West Springfield couple had their car keyed and told to go home, their Puerto Rican couple. We saw a number of really troubling incidents and reports, but what's important to me and what I want people to know is that this hotline is set up. If you witness or you're a victim of a hate crime or an incident that is motivated by prejudice or bias, know that you can call our office and we'll investigate and take appropriate action. In some instances, we've made referrals to police departments and district attorney's offices. In other instances, we've been able to work with local authorities to resolve an issue and take action. But the good news is that this hotline is there. Another point of this is that the point about people speaking up to and speaking out against prejudice and bias and hate. There's no place for that here in Massachusetts and, frankly, across this country. And now, particularly after a really divisive 18 months, it's important that we stand strong together for some basic principles, including no tolerance for hate, no tolerance for discrimination. It's as simple as that.